Do American companies have the right to fire anyone they want? Most Americans will agree that they do. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the firing culture that is so American. The term fired became more popular as a result of the NBC reality show The Apprentice, in which the host, American businessman and former US President Donald Trump, eliminates candidates for high-level management positions by firing them one after another. In 2004, Donald Trump filed a trademark application for the catchphrase, "You're fired." So yes, a US employer can fire one of its employees without notice if it wishes. This is because US employees work under an at-will arrangement rather than under an employment contract. US workers are free to resign without notice, and similarly, US employers can terminate a role without notice. The United States is one of the few countries in the world with such a system. You can be fired because the boss is having a bad day, and likewise, you can quit for any reason. Most countries in the world do not have an at-will employment system. In many OECD countries, for example, the employer has to go through many more steps to fire a worker. Finally, the strong individualistic culture of the US comes into play. You have to take care of yourself, and if you succeed, you succeed. If you don't, you don't. There is not a lot of protection for people in that philosophy. With cancel culture in the air, which encourages high-profile firings, often related to misconduct, the firing culture, which we only see in the US, makes even more sense here. That's a wrap for today. Stay tuned for another episode of the Marian Podcast, the only podcast to explain what's being said and what's happening only in America.